Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Something here on the Tuesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so look for something popping up there sometime tomorrow morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three E's.
So, all right. Oh, let's see. I'm not even sure how much new or wonderful news we've had yet, but I did hear, and I'm wondering, just how realistic this is going to be with everything going on. But, you know, last week baseball came out and said they want to play as many games close to 162 game season as possible. You and I talked about the 81 games. We'll talk about 120 and 140. I'm thinking at this point 140 is out of the question, and if things don't get rolling pretty soon, it's going to be difficult just to even get to that 120 mark. Are you buying a number in your head that you're kind of looking at now after all this talk, or where are you kind of sitting, and how the hell did you get there? Because I'm just completely lost.
I'm still sitting at. I still think it's not worth it to even try to push for more than the 81 game season, and just start with the All-Star break. Granted, you really don't have an All-Star team because no one performed, but. I mean, you might as well just roll with it and kind of pick a bunch of Dodgers and then go with everybody else who played last year. Let's be honest, Big Jack. Isn't it blatantly obvious that Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, Machado, and, a handful of guys are all going to be voted anyway? So why not move away from the formality and just create an All-Star team by all the BS surveys that you've conducted, Rob Manfred? But let's be realistic. It's going to be a huge fight between the players' union and the owners to try to accomplish 140 games. I mean, it's March 31st. We've already missed. What are we at? 8 days? So roughly, let's just figure six games apiece. We've been extended through April 30. So that's a whole other month. And if they still intend to do 2 to 3 weeks of spring training, so let's just say we go to April 30th and, we're all good to go. So anyone who's still in Florida or Arizona, I don't know what they're doing, but, are we picking up spring training games May 1st? Because if you do, the 8th is a full week, the 15th would be 2 weeks, and the third week would be the 22nd. So, you're really on pace for the April 1st June 1st opening day. And are you really going to convince the union and the owners to agree on doubleheaders every week? I don't think so. Are you – trying to have these guys working 7 days a week?
You know, they've agreed on double headers. I just don't know what the actual number is. So, you know, yeah, I'm not quite sure, you know, how that's going to work out or what the number is. But, yeah, I mean, if we're going to get to a large amount of games. And now, you know, baseball also did come out and say that, you know, they're willing to go, you know, they're willing to take the regular season into November and play playoff games, you know, in neutral sites, you know, be it domes or warm weather areas. So we may get that as well.
Wow. I mean, if you do that, then I don't really see an issue with it. I think you can hit that 140 mark, but I mean, so then what happens? So, damn, I got to charge my Wi-Fi or my Bluetooth. So let's just say, for all intents and purposes, what happens in the National League? Let's say it's all East and Central teams, and it's November. We got crap weather. You know, maybe the Dodgers get in the mix too, so you don't have to worry about that. But in the East, so what are we doing? You know, I'm Tom Ricketts. I'm the owner of the Mets, the Phillies, you know, the Nationals. How am I going to get paid if all my playoff games are played down in Miami? The only dome I could think of off the top of my head.
Well, you know, your Milwaukee's got a dome. You wouldn't, if you're, you know, the Cubs actually get in, they wouldn't have to bar. So, you know, depending, of course, now on if the pool is in or not, you know. I mean, I guess if you get a, how weird would it be if you got a Cup Brewers series, which are, you know, even Brewers Cardinals, something like that. Yeah, you've got to play all the games in Milwaukee. You know, I think that could be a bit of a downfall. I don't know how baseball is going to travel. I mean, football is easy because it's one day. You know, you go, you see the game on Sunday, and then you come home, be it Sunday night or Monday morning. You know, baseball, we're talking about series. So I don't know how, you know, how that one is going to work, but.
Well, I mean, you threw out the easiest one is Cubs Brewers because, well, you know, again, like you said, the travel. Cub fans, we could definitely travel up there, and that could work. You know, I mean, MLB would have to put restrictions on Milwaukee and, you know, blocking out Cubs purchasers, but I mean, you could definitely, you know, it doesn't really matter who's technically the home team, but you know, let's just say the home team is the Brewers, so they get the bookends for the two games, and the Cubs get the three in the middle. Well, you know, maybe you block out some of the Cub fans from buying tickets for the, you know, those four games, but you don't allow that during the three middle games. And I mean, let's be honest, you and I have watched enough Brewers Cubs games to know that, I don't know, Miller Park, is that what it's called? Will have lots of Cub fans. And the Cardinals tend to travel well too. I don't know if they would hit the capacity that, you know, the Cubs would, but I mean, you know, the Cubs one, I think would work out, but other than that, it's really not going to work out. So then you're talking about trying to compete for your MLB, your playoffs during the week. So does that mean you don't play any games on Sunday? So you take Sunday off because everyone's going to be watching the NFL. And then what happens when you encroach on Thanksgiving? You know, that week, no one's really going to – Thanksgiving week, nobody's going to want to watch baseball. It's not even that they're not going to want to watch it. There's just too much, you know. I'm going to be, you know, wrapped up. Probably, I don't know what the season will be like. It wasn't that busy, but you know, any work I have to get done, I'm squeezing it all into those Monday and Tuesday so that I could try to get everything done by, you know, what, 3 o'clock on Wednesday? Because then, you know, it's all family. It's you know, so Thursday and Friday, you know what I mean? So you're putting a limit on yourself. And if you're that egotistical that you cannot split the season up and just kind of start where it is, I mean, they're just blatantly proving that it's not about anything other than the money. Isn't that true?
Yeah, you know, I think the fact that they're willing to try to squeeze all these games in and with, you know, the proposed length, I believe it's just to the point where it is all about the money. I mean, there's no real question about that right now. And I don't know how I'll feel come November, and, you know, if we still have regular season baseball, you know, that's just going to be weird. You know, and again, I mean, you know, how am I going to feel if we've got the, you know, the American League Championship is, you know, say it's the, you know, I don't know if it's the Yankees and, you know, the, let's say the Astros, in case they're good again, even though they probably shouldn't be. Are the Yankees home games played in Arizona?
Yeah.
You know, because it's the week before Thanksgiving and you can't play them in New York. You know, obviously the Astros are safe, or are they played in Texas? You know, where, you know, and I'm sure these stadiums would love to have these games because you're going to get decent crowds and it's going to be revenue for your concessionaires and things like that. So, you know, it's good for those people to try to help make up the money they're losing right now. But yeah, you know, I mean, to me, it leaves the regular fan out. I mean, I can't buy 3 playoff tickets and travel to Arizona for a game, you know, for 3 days or 4 days or however long I would need to be there. Where, you know, maybe if it was in my home area, I could go.
Yeah, well, I can't afford any playoff tickets.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know how many people would go. I mean, if it's 3 games or whatever it is, you know, how many people are going to go just for 1 game and then leave?
Yeah. Well, and
so,
well, you know, and I guess Phoenix wouldn't be a horrible place to visit in November, but
no, not at all.
You know.
You know, I mean, there are definitely worse places to be, you know, than Arizona in November, especially, you know, I mean, and, you know, we've been pretty lucky. I mean, last winter was really mild, and, you know, that probably means we'll get killed this year, but, you know, that's just how things go. But, it just, I'm just kind of lost right now with.
Yeah, well, with the state of the, you know, the nation we're in, and President Trump pushing that extension, you know, the stay-at-home whatever thing till April 30, it's highly probable that the anticipated, you know, opening of baseball wouldn't be till June 1st. So if you're that arrogant that you want to squeeze in 140 games, I'm sorry, but this would be the one time where, you know, Mike Trout and Bryce Harper need to just stand up and get everyone behind them and just strike. Don't, you know, just strike. I mean, because like you said, do we, you know, are we really going to be interested in watching playoff baseball in November? You know, and not only that, you're putting it on these guys like it's their fault. That's kind of what I'm seeing is, you know, it's the NHL had no issue in 2013, was it? Or was it 15? I think, no, it was 13, when there was a lockout, and what did they do? They got it done, and they played the rest of the season on high pace, and it was pretty, you know, it was pretty exciting to watch that season, to be honest with you. But, you know, they weren't as arrogant, and maybe because they're probably the lowest of the poll for the five major sports. But, I mean, they went with it, and it worked. You know, is it the arrogance of Rob Manfred and MLB to put this in, or are they really trying to save their asses because of the scrutiny over the 17 and 18 season?
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I knew what the thinking was, you know, kind of behind the plan. But,
you know, because everything he's doing is just making him look like the evil guy that everyone's claiming that he is. You know, the whole minor league baseball and...
You know, you do wonder how much is, you know, owner-mandated about how many games to play. You know, because obviously Rob Manfred isn't losing money. It's the owners who are losing the money. So, you know, yeah, who knows what the actual...
Yeah, but at the same time, if he doesn't follow what they say, they could all, I believe they could decide to try to...
Right, he's out of a job.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's what I wonder, how much of the bidding is, you know, or how much of the owner's bidding is he doing, you know, not so much of his own volition, but just kind of being told, hey, this is what we would like to try to do, come up with a plan for it. So...
I don't know. I still feel like they're kind of sitting around with their thumb up their ass, though, by not making any kind of decision or movement. I get it. You've kind of got to wait and see, but at the same time, there's planets put into place. What are they sharing with, you know, the media, with the players? You know, how many players actually know what the hell's going on? And, I mean, and if you're intending to you know, incite having multiple doubleheaders per week to get this high level of gameplay throughout the season. I mean, doesn't the 40-man roster and the 20 whatever, 25, or yeah, the 25 thing, doesn't that kind of go out the window?
I mean, well, apparently one of the things they decided was they would expand the roster to 29 for this year and this year. So that would, you know, that way it would give teams a little more flexibility, which is obviously something they're desperately going to need if they're going to try to, you know, because the way it seems like it's set up is, it would be one doubleheader a week per team. Now, I don't know what that would mean for the regular days off or how, you know, because I, you know, I mean, how long can a team play eight games in a week before they're just gassed? You know, especially when it comes to July and August, that, you know, 90 degrees outside and 120 on the field. So I don't know, you know, how that would work. And the last thing I would want to see is crappy baseball, you know, after I waited so long to get it back. I don't want these guys to go out there and suck. So,
I mean, it sucks, right? It sucks. This whole situation sucks for them, you, me, sucks for everybody, everything we're going through. But I mean, to be so damn greedy that you can't just accept that the season cannot be done the way you want it to, getting that full amount of games in. I mean, it's just asinine.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, I think what I was more concerned with was the fact that I saw some some guy yesterday, I can't remember which, you know, which expert it was on the Mickey Mouse Network, but he mentioned he believes that this is going to affect the start of the college football season. The college football season doesn't start late August, mid-September. If it goes that long, why in the hell are we even having a baseball season?
Yeah. Well, I think the problem with the colleges, though, is that I mean, you saw the video of the spring breakers.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stupid people.
Yeah, I mean, but just the whole college atmosphere in general, being all secluded in that one spot, you know, I mean, that could travel pretty badly. But I don't know. I mean, and I think it all goes in with, you know, how they plan to finish out this school year and, you know, things of that matter, too. I think there's a little bit more than just college sports that goes into that portion.
Yeah, but, you know, when we start talking about August, you know, I mean, it's April, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we're looking 4 months down the road that this guy is worried about a, you know, a college football season, and that's just, you know, again, I mean, if we're still dealing with this 4 months down the road, it's just kind of, you know, kind of insane that, you know, we can't figure this out, or, you know, not only so much the sports world, but the world as a whole.
Yeah, and you're right, because, I mean, it's been, there's these companies that, I don't know, my wife listens to all this stuff. I tried putting on the news this morning and just watching, and then after 15 minutes, I turned it off and remembered why I don't watch the news, because it absolutely bores me. But, you know, there's supposedly companies that are producing tests that, and that's what I actually heard on the news, that would, you would take the test and the results would be in 6 minutes and then 13 minutes if you had it. So a negative test would be 6 minutes, 13 minutes for a positive test. Something like that. Maybe I'm backwards. Don't quote me on that. But I mean, if we're getting to that level and they're going to be able to mass produce these tests and then the cure is, you know, the vaccine is put in place, I really don't think it would go out to be that bad to wear college football. But maybe they're talking about the fact that, you know, just like with my nephew, granted, he's going to be out of high school, but football starts pretty much, you know, if they end school on Friday, it starts either tomorrow morning, Saturday, or the Saturday following. So I think that's where the issue might come in, is your practicing may not be happening, you know, as early as June. So maybe that's where, you know, the college football season could be pushed back a little bit. But even that, Big Jack, look at college football compared to Major League Baseball. Like you said, well, how many days a week is it? It's one day. So, I mean, if they start even a month late, yeah, it'll suck for Vegas and everyone who's used to the holidays, you know, spending the holidays watching bowl games and all that. But if you're still watching, you know, I don't think people would be too upset having to watch bowl games up until around the Super Bowl. And if, you know, NFL starts a couple weeks late, maybe the Super Bowl a little bit later, because February is such a downtime that maybe it wouldn't be so bad to have, you know, extended bowl games through there. I mean, let's be honest, with the amount of bowl games they do, it's kind of ridiculous. Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, and to be honest with you, if the college football season started even 2 or 3 weeks late, it wouldn't affect those bowl games at all, because there's such a big gap between the end of the season and the start of bowl season. You would have to change the schedule. You know, I mean, the college football season ends, I think, right around Christmas or before Christmas, And the national championship game isn't until, like, the end of January, the middle of January. So, I mean, there's weeks off in between when these teams play. You know, so that wouldn't even be a big deal for them. Like I said, I was just more shocked at the time frame, the inability we seem to have to come up with a solution for things, even though, you know, we're supposed to have all these incredibly smart people working on it. So, I'm obviously not one of them. Yeah, you know, I'm obviously not one of them because I have no idea. But, yeah, it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of weird, you know, listening to everything. And, I mean, it went so far as, you know, like I mentioned to Stu that, you know, not so much, you know, a sport but not a sport. I mean, it even affected WWE, who had people, you know, that had to be taken off the card or replaced on the card, because I know they had a couple that were actually in quarantine. I believe one got sick, even though they never said what he actually had. And then they had another one, you know, the biggest star in the company is Roman Reigns. And he actually asked to be taken off the show because, you know, he has a weakened immune system because he's had those two battles with leukemia. So, you know, he didn't want to be around a large group of people like they were going to have in the area to film their show, you know, which to me made total sense for him. I know there were some fans that were upset, but, you know, I don't care about them. I mean, here's a guy who's concerned about his life, not only his livelihood, but his life. So, it's just, you know, you would think, you know, it wouldn't have that big of an effect on an industry like that because they're running, you know, show it with no fans in the stands. But yeah, it's just kind of weird when you look at it that, you know, it had that big of an effect. And I think they've already taped the show, so that, you know, all said and done with. But yeah, it was just strange when the news started coming out, you know, that it was a couple wrestlers that had been quarantined and, a sick wrestler, which had to be frightening for everybody on stage because apparently he was at the show. So I don't know. I know they didn't let him wrestle. But, yeah, it's just kind of, you know, oh, okay, here you go. You know, and from everything I've heard, sadly, the product has really been bad with these no-fan shows, especially the WWE product has just, you know, from what I've heard, just been terrible. And I guess you can see it. I mean, they base a lot of stuff off crowd reaction, and they don't have a crowd there to give them a reaction.
Told you they need to look into streaming all their fans.
Apparently they did. They had talked about something like that. So, you know, I don't know what else they could do or how else they could, you know, how else they could have things, but, you know, we'll see how it goes for them come, you know, this weekend. You know, they have two days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, they're doing the shows. So, you know, I guess we'll see how that all works out for them. But I don't know. I mean, if you were a wrestling fan, would you be buying a taped show that's supposed to be the biggest one of the year?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, I would already have the network, whatever that's called again.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, you would have that option. I guess the question would be more would be, would you be watching it? You know, I mean, would you still have the interest there to...
Yeah, I mean, I can't answer that.
Go through and, you know, I guess, what else do you have doing, going, right? So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could spend $20 and rent a movie that's supposed to be at the theaters right now.
Right. So. You know, yeah, so, you know, I guess you do have option. I don't know how it would work out for everybody. I wasn't quite surprised. I saw, like, for me, AT&T, now I don't have the network, so, you know, if we were to watch WrestleMania, we would buy it. I was surprised to see that they're still charging $39.95 per night if you order it separately. There is a deal if you buy it as a package, but I don't remember what that was. But yeah, I was shocked that the price was so high. So,
oh yeah,
you know, I mean, we're used to buying, but they're still asking for that kind of a payday, I guess, for that?
Yes and no. I mean, I don't know if the plan was to have multiple days prior to the outbreak pandemic.
No, not originally.
Oh, okay. So, you know, answering that, I don't think it's a horrible idea. I do think it's just another way to drive subscription sales. I don't mean to be the cynic, but, you know, going to broadcasting school and being on both sides of the wrestling ring, I guess you could say, right? It'd be both sides.
Yeah.
The inside and the outside. It all comes down to the money. So, and maybe not always the money, but it's the numbers. You know, back a long time ago, it was the buy rates, right? That's what really... and got everyone, you know, it's just pay-per-view did well. Where today, I think for Vince McMahon, WWE, it's all about the subscription. So, you know, let's just say I've got let's just give me an age, like what, 9 years old, a 9 year old who's a diehard WWE fan, and I've been home for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks now. Kid's driving me nuts a little bit. I don't know. I'm not going to get that far detail into it. But he's been bugging me about this damn WrestleMania. And, you know, before it was an easy no because it was $80 or $100 and all that. But now, he's going to be driving me nuts anyway. So do I spend $40 Saturday night, $40 Sunday night? Or do I just buy this trial for $10 or, you know, and he'll be able to watch all the wrestling he wants plus WrestleMania. So that's kind of how – that's where I'm looking at it from, maybe the marketing aspect.
Yeah.
You know, plus, so, you know, it's in the back of my head going, you know, ESPN is trying to buy them, buy the network.
Yeah, actually, I heard those talks fell through, so we'll have to see if that comes back later. But, you know, I would think by now anybody who's going to get WrestleMania has the network, you know, just, but I mean, if not, you think it would probably make more sense to buy the package and, you know, save whatever it ends up being, $20 or whatever, to get both nights instead of one. I mean, why are you going to watch this one night? I don't think they've released who's wrestling on what night, so you can't pick and choose who you want to see. So, you know, I mean, I'm more impressed that somehow they managed to keep the tapings a secret, and we haven't heard the results yet.
Well, because anyone who leaks would be fired.
Well, yeah, but definitely if you could find them. You know, I mean.
Oh, they know. I don't know how, but you got, you know, your life would be ruined if you leaked that.
But, yeah, I just, you know, I was kind of like, oh. You know, because I kept looking for them. I was waiting to see them pop up because, like I said, they always do. You know, I mean, anytime you tape something in wrestling nowadays, you know, it's leaked almost immediately, you know, after it's filmed. But, yeah, for whatever reason, they stay quiet. So, but yeah, I don't think, you know, like I won't be watching. I'll read the results to see what they did and, you know, how things work out. But I'm not, you know, they're not getting any of my money. I'm not interested in buying anything or watching any of it.
Spend a lot of time talking about it, though.
Yeah, well, you know, what's weird is, like, I still read the results to see what's going on. But other than that, it's just kind of like, you know, and then a lot of it after that is, you know, the first thing that pops into my head is, well, I'm glad I didn't sit through it.
Yeah.
So. You know, and at this point, you know, what do we really have to talk about?
Was that a rhetorical question?
Yes, it was. You know, I mean, you know, the only sport that's really doing anything is hell. You know, I found it humorous again because they're putting together a kid-friendly broadcast for Nickelodeon for young viewers to try to explain the game, and I didn't see all of it. If they're going to, you know, if they're actually going to show games or how they're going to try to do it, and I think as soon as I was done reading the article, there were already people coming out negative against it. And just what made me laugh right away is this is the one thing they kill baseball for, is not trying to attract a younger audience. But football does it, and they get mauled for it immediately. So it's just kind of baffling the way the media reacts to, you know, to football compared to everything else. And you would think if you're a sports writer, it would be the best thing to cover, right? I mean, it's only 16, now 17 games.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're traveling with the team that God only knows where, like the other sport. But, yeah, for whatever reason, it automatically draws the most hatred. And, you know, right away, if they do something, it's bad. And I couldn't figure it out. I was like, well, okay, that seems pretty cool. I mean, because, you know, obviously it's difficult to sometimes relate what's going on to a younger kid. So, you know, here they'll kind of have their own broadcast to watch. It might, you know, it might make them feel, you know, kind of cool that, hey, this is just for me and I don't have to watch it with, you know, dad and all his idiot friends. And, yeah, they come out
yelling
immediately and just laugh. Yeah, right, all yelling and drunk. So, you know, I can sit down and watch my own version of it and, you know, see if I like it. And, you know, it, to me, I thought it was a pretty good way to grow the fan base. You know, I thought, oh, this is pretty interesting. I wonder what, you know, and I was just kind of wondering what they're going to do and how they're going to go about trying to make it a little more kid-friendly. And, yeah, the first thing, Dan, was, well, I can't wait till they have Elmo on the screen explaining concussions. And it's like, oh, great, here we go. You know, just another guy looking to take a shot. And it's like, oh, geez. And I actually stopped reading after that. I was like, I'm done with this idiot. So, but, yeah, I was like, come on. So, So yeah, I don't know. So see, now you can separate from your daughter, and she can go watch the Nickelodeon feed of the game, and you can stay in your man cave and watch your version of it. So, and I'm talking to Dan, and he's not here. I got to bring him back. So there you go. There we go. Yeah, I was saying, Dan, you can now separate from your daughter. She can go watch the Nickelodeon feed, and you can stay in your man cave.
Oh, so you're saying? I guess I didn't really realize what you meant by that. So showing, like, let's just go with the Bears. So they'll be on, you know, Fox here, and then they'll have a kid version on Nickelodeon.
It seems like that's what they were leaning for. I'm not sure if that's officially how it's going to go. What it seems like is it may be more of a cartoon series to try to introduce kids to the league.
Oh.
But yeah, you know, like I was saying, I don't know if you were on, you know, right away the first guy took shots at, you know, Elmo coming on screen to talk about concussion. And it was like, really?
Of course.
You know, I was like, here we go. So, you know, it's like just right away there's got to be this, you know, this D-bag who, you know, is going to be like, oh, yeah, well, look at this. They're, you know, like, shut up. Just please shut up. No. But yeah, I'll have to see, you know, as more info comes out, what they're actually going to do and how it's actually going to work. But, you know, again, I mean, like I even heard people crying today that they're still upset that the NFL is still holding the draft. You know, now they've canceled all the fan events, Dan. So you're not going to have, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans together in one area. It's basically going to be teams, and they even told the teams to use minimal staffing because it's just the draft. Again, this is something that can be done via the phone, via Skype, however you want to do it. You don't even have to be in the same room with anybody. But there's just still people pissing and moaning about it. And, it's unbelievable what these people find to complain about. You know, it's like, why do they not want them to conduct normal business, Dana? I'm baffled by it.
Because it's a sport, and it's being non-essential, right?
So, yeah, but I mean, even non-essential businesses are still doing business, right? I mean, they're still keeping up with their business.
Yeah. I don't get it either.
So, yeah, it's completely baffling. I mean, there wasn't a big issue with free agency. You got all the breaking news we always get with it. You know, I mean, it didn't seem to slow that down. And, I mean, what's going to be so hard about the draft except for maybe, you know, instead of having all the teams in one room, it's them sending their picks to Roger Goodell, who steps out on the podium and reads them, you know, into the television camera. What's the difference? You don't have the players coming up on stage to shake hands. You would think that would probably be a good thing. You can move this along at a quicker pace, you know, because let's face it, the draft starts to drag after a while, and it becomes hard to watch.
Very hard.
So, you know what I mean? Especially when you get down to the point where if you're not a hardcore college football fan, I mean, for me, I'd say by the time they start the fourth round, I don't know who any of these guys are anymore unless they're local. You know, unless they've played in the Chicago area and I've seen their name. So, you know, the faster it moves along for me at that point, the better it's going to be, the more I'm going to want to watch. You know, I don't need a 15-minute breakdown from Mel Kiper or Todd McShay on the guy that, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just picked in the seventh round who probably won't make the roster. While, you know, four other picks and five other picks are going by the board, you know, keep me updated with the picks and then go back and talk about them later. But, yeah, it's just like it seems, you know, and I don't know if maybe, you know, they're pissed off because it doesn't look like this, you know, the virus will hang around long enough to affect the NFL season. You know, maybe training camp gets pushed back a week or two, but the players would probably love that if it happened anyways. So,
yeah.
You know, that could be a blessing in disguise. You know, but it doesn't look like it's going to affect the regular season games or the schedule at all. You know, and it almost seems like the media is upset about it because, I mean, you know, you and I already talked about it. You know, baseball's in limbo. At this point, you're going to have to tell me how you feel, but I honestly think it would be incredibly stupid for the NHL or the NBA to come back at this time because who's going to care? You know, so it's just kind of the NFL out there cruising along. And you would think, like, the networks, like, you know, the Mickey Mouse Network and the other networks that cover them would be a little more positive because, let's face it, Dan, every day on the Mickey Mouse Network, there's a 2 to 3 hour program on what the NFL is doing because it's the only sport we can talk about. But yet the minute they get the chance to pump that negative story out there into them, man, they jump all over it. And it just kind of baffles me. But, yeah, flipping back where you were, I mean, and I think I know your answer to this. If I tell you that basketball and hockey are coming back on April 15th, you're going to say.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I can tell you, honestly, Dan, the only reason I want basketball to come back is because this would be the first year I'm ever going to make the playoffs in our fantasy basketball league, and I want to try to win the damn league.
Good enough reason as any.
Yeah, other than that, I don't care. I don't watch much basketball as it is, so it's just kind of like, okay, you know, whatever. But, yeah, that's the only reason I would have any reason for it coming back is I want to, you know, get my lineup going again and see if I can win our freaking league for, you know, like you won the first year. I've never even made the playoffs. I would just like to make the playoffs. You know, I was on my way to doing that, and, you know, I would like to see if maybe I could get lucky and win the league.
Anything's possible. I won on the first try, and then I haven't done crap since.
Yeah, but yeah, that, you know, other than that, I mean, I don't care if the NBA comes back. I know I did see today that they're putting together a 16-team NBA 2K tournament that I believe, let me double check this article, I believe it's actually going to air on ESPN. Yeah, it says Nets Kevin Durant leads field of 16 in NBA 2K20 tournament on ESPN. Well, yeah, it looks like it's going to start Friday, and it's going to run till April 11th. So,
I mean, it's not a bad concept. You know, kids these days watch YouTube videos of other guys playing video games, so.
Yeah, well, you know, that, and I think, you know, I believe the Fox, you know, iRacing did decently in the ratings, so my guess is we'll see a little more of this now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it kind of, you know, it kind of reminds me of sports. I know I did see a funny one-liner from one of my friends on Facebook mentioning that they fired up the PlayStation and had computer against computer just so they could pretend to be watching football. So I thought that was funny. But yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of, I guess it's almost kind of to that point, right? I mean, what do you do if you're a sports fan now? It's like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got the actual players, you know, maybe not all of them, but if you've got actual players on there and they're mic'd up, you know, that always adds to it.
Yeah. So. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure I'll turn it on and see what it's all about. And you know, I know like the one thing, like, I didn't watch the iRacing thing over the weekend they had. I did watch the first one, and I really did get a kick out of how they really set it up like an actual race. I mean, they did you know, they did the pre-race, and you know, they did everything they would do for a normal race. And I thought it was kind of, in a way, it was kind of humorous the way they set it all up. And I was just like, oh, okay. So. But, yeah, as a whole, I didn't enjoy watching the race as much as I enjoyed the setup for it. So. You know, just kind of how that happens. So, oh, and I lost Dan again. I guess it's because we're almost to the end, or maybe his Bluetooth died. There we go. Let's see if we can get him back. There you go.
Yeah, that was just me. I still learning my new phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot this is your actually first podcast with your new phone.
Is it really?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. But, yeah, there was a button on the side, and I pushed it thinking I was shutting the screen down, and apparently it kills your call.
Ah. So. Well, that's not good. Well, you'll get the hang of it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of how it works out. So do you have any quarantine advice for people when you're, while they're home not watching sports?
Oh, I don't know what's harder. Stay off of Facebook or stay off of Amazon, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I guess you know that's gonna be one of those interesting things. I did I did apparently find out that my union is in the process of attempting to get us hazard pay since we're essential to the success of America. But I think you and I both know that's not gonna happen. So you know, at least I got that to check on from time to time.
Yeah, or I was trying to think, you know, president did say thank you.
Yeah.
And, well, but, yeah, you know, I don't know if you, Big Jack, still have access to Amazon Prime. But, you know, I've been kind of going back and forth with Amazon Prime, Netflix, Roku, Apple TV, and since we're really running out of sports stuff to talk about, aside from my daily Investigation Discovery watching, I picked up a new show, which is apparently in its fifth season on Amazon Prime. It's a sci-fi show. I'm trying to bring it up because I don't even know what it's called. But hey, have you checked out or been streaming anything lately?
No, you know, surprisingly, I've been listening to stuff on Alexa a little more. You know, like I found, like I really enjoy the old time radio series. So I've been, you know, like I'll come in and mess around on the computer a little, you know, play my Civilization game, and I'll put that on in the background as I'm sitting at the computer. So yeah, I've been, you know, listening to more of that than anything else. I've just been trying, you know, having some fun trying to see like what stations I can get and you know, where I can actually go with it, you know, how many different sports channels are out there and you know, all that kind of fun stuff. I do like, probably preferably more once we get games going again of some sort, but I do really enjoy the fact that I can get into other markets through the Mickey Mouse Network and really kind of find out what they're focusing on. So that's been really enjoyable to do with the, you know, with that little tool. I'm sure everybody pretty much has one by now. Mine's the Echo Dot, but I know there's because you got it for me, there's about a bazillion other ones out there. And I was a little disappointed, Dan, because I can get the Seattle market, but it's like a three-person morning show, and the one guy on there is so much louder than the other two that it's hard to hear them or even listen to the show. So I think they need to adjust that guy's mic so I can start listening to them. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you can find just a lot of the other major markets that are out there instead of just Chicago. And, you know, like I mentioned to you, I think before that, you know, my buddy Michael Kay has a show on the New York station. So, you know, of course, I'll listen to that.
It's your favorite one.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess, you know, I mean, surprisingly, I actually seem to be watching less TV where I thought I would end up sitting around watching more. So it's kind of weird how that happened.
Yeah, but do you think it plays in any part, though, the fact that normally, even though you're maybe not the biggest NBAer, or, you know, you're definitely more watching NHL games, but do you think that's part of the reason is because you're turning on the TV, and while you don't mind, you know, a lot of the other stuff, you're really turning it on to watch the sports, and it's just not on.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of it, I watched Bar Rescue for a little while, but I realized they're all the same. Doesn't matter what bar it is, they're exactly the same. And I was kind of digging some of the older Law and Orders, but now that I've seen all of them, I just don't want to watch the reruns. So the only thing fun for me is the Food Network, and when I watch the Food Network, all I want to do is eat, and I don't really need to get any fatter during all this. So, I'm trying to. It makes it, you know, I don't know if I want to say depressing, because it's not quite to that point for me yet. I'm sure there are people out there that it's getting to. I got kind of an alarming text from a cousin of mine freaking out with no sports to watch, but I'm hoping that was just kind of a goofy text. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like I'll go in there and I'll sit down and it's like, well, why even turn this on? There's nothing I want to watch. So, you know, I'll come back in and sit in front of the computer, and like you said, that's when, you know, Facebook gets goofy. I end up spending too much time on there, or luckily I haven't bought anything on Amazon. I've been really good about that, but you know, I end up firing up the Civilization, sitting there for probably too long playing that.
And the show I was talking about, if you get bored and want to check it out, is called The Expanse. So it's set in space. Someone gets killed, you know the whole line.
Yeah.
So I'm only on season one, you know. It's got to be good, right, if it's got five seasons, and plus it's a little bit more enjoyable when there's, you know, when there's a lot going on. You're not just going to finish it and, you know.
Oh, all right. Looking to have another month of work, so we'll be ready for that. Bob is going to be able to do a fulltimereview.com. Get over there. Look for the new month tomorrow morning. All you know, just link yourself over to the Facebook page. You've got a life going all the way over there. It's free to look the other night up on Facebook about there as well. And hey, if you stop by and listen to a live show, you're going to tell me to remember, podcast is available. Anytime you want.